It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess with the mostest this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our brother and pastor, Kevin Akins. How are you doing this morning,
sir? Good morning. I'm doing great. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson Ford, located here in Elk City, Oklahoma. If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to Barbara Dyson Ford, located here in Elk. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all already.
I'm amazed that you're able to do that without a cheat sheet at all. You're just good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
It's there all God. Would you pray to start us
Absolutely.
Out, sir?
Let's believe together. Father God, we come to you today, and Lord, I just take a minute to take a breath out of the fast pace of these incredible weeks that are passing through and everything that is building up and the things that are taking place. Lord, we take this minute to acknowledge you. We know very well that your word says that if we acknowledge you in all of our ways, that you will direct our path. And so we're counting on that, trusting on that today. Lord, I'm praying that you will help us to open our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit says, open our minds so that we can understand the depth of your word, but most important that we open our heart so that we can receive and retain all that you give us today. Lord, we pray that you touch us and minister to everyone that's listening and everyone that hears this, whether it's being recorded or whether it's live on Facebook. Lord, we thank you for every detail of it this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
So your title for today is The Plan of the Holy Spirit.
The Plan of the Holy Spirit, you know, and I just want to break this in real easy. Like, so often I come in here and I have a tricky title or I have something depth that I want to go to, and I am amazed at how the Lord will give me a word to go deeper into even Scripture even while I'm here. But today I'm just going to... I really felt like in my heart, just back to the basics. It's something that I feel like the church needs to do. I feel like it's something that every Christian needs to do. And I don't want to just put this on a label on a Christian. I think every person, every now and then, no matter what field that they're in or what job they do or what ministry they're doing or whatever their life holds, housewife, house husband, or whatever it may be from any level, they need to stop every now and then and just take a breath and say, let's get back to the basics. What is the basic of this? Where are we coming from? This coming Sunday is what's known in the church realm as Pentecost Sunday. And a lot of people have a tendency to think that that's just for the Pentecostal churches, since it's called Pentecost Sunday, but it's not. This is something that has been around for a long time, established many, many, many years ago. And so I wanted to bring out a message about the Holy Spirit this morning. When Neva called, I said, all right, Lord, where do I want to go? And he said, I want you to talk about the Holy Spirit. And I said, yes, sir, because that's right down my alley. It's what I love to do. For those of you that don't know, I am a Pentecostal pastor. I pastor First Assembly of God, Pentecostal through and through. And so I lean heavy on the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. And Pentecost Sunday to us, it's that 50 days after Easter. It is the 10 days after the Ascension. It is the day that they were gathered in the upper room, and the heavenly dove descended down upon the disciples, not just the apostles, but 120 disciples in the upper room. And tongues of fire were shown, and the message in other tongues was giving, speaking in other tongues was giving. A lot of detail that way. But the one thing that we all, as Christian faith believers, trust in is the Trinity. There is the Father, there is the Son, and there is the Holy Spirit. And there's nobody really ignores it all. We all think about it different. We all have a different mindset of it, but yet we all have the same, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to read to you just five verses of Scripture out of the book of Acts. And then I'm going to take that five verses of Scripture, and I want to share with you something, that it doesn't matter which branch of God's army you're in, whether you're Baptist or Pentecost or Methodist or whatever you may be along those lines. Let's look at this together. The book of Acts, chapter 13, beginning at verse number 1. It says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there was certain prophets and teachers." And then they name them Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Man, I want to tell you, just a little add-in right here. If you want a good word search game, if you're wondering about what to study in your Bible,